سليمان to control the human, mankind to control the jinn, to control the birds and the animals, mean to speak with them their language, and to control the wind by the mercy and the power of Allah. Allah give him power to do that. And one of our class, because we speak about the silsila, chains of the shaitan, and as we know the shaitan, Iblis, la'natullahi alayh, he came from al-jinn. Therefore, we study these classes to help us to understand, inshallah, how we protect ourselves from the jinn, and what is the story of the prophets with the jinn, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam. So both of them, they have a connection with the jinn. And as we said before, a jinn is divided to two sections. One is a believer and one is a disbeliever. The believer, actually, they do everything like us. They are smart, they are clever, they have power, they do everything like a human. And one of them are dumb. Those who are dumb, like al-jinn from the disbeliever, jinn, because he found his brothers and his community believing Allah and they pray like us, but they rejected the Islam as well as Muslim, exactly the mankind. Yesterday, two days ago, when we spoke about the story, it started with Sayyidina Sulaiman. And one of them offered to give a help to Sayyidina Sulaiman to bring the throne of Bulqais in Yemen, the queen of Sheba, who she has power in the earth. And Sayyidina Sulaiman, he did not know there is another power and another kingdom competing with his power in the land. That's why Sayyidina Sulaiman in Surah An-Naml, Allah is to give the revelation to the Prophet ﷺ, Surah An-Naml, he called the Ant, the Surah of Ant, to explain all of this story. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص. Indeed, we tell you the best of the stories. We don't care about the people themselves, but we care about the story. Quran focus in the story itself. Therefore, Sayyidina Sulaiman started the ayah number 38, the ayah before this. Ayah number 38, surah number 27, surah An-Naml.
39.
Surah number 27, I'm talking about ayah number 38, inshallah ta'ala. Ayah number 38, when Sulaiman said, you're not going to find it in your page. We're going to start with ayah number 39. But I have to give you preparation why one of the jinn, a powerful one of the among the jinn, he said what? Because Sulaiman, he's the one he questioned it to the jinn. Ayah number 38 before this, Sayyidina Sulaiman, he questioned the jinn. قال يا أيها الملك الملأ أيكم يأتيني بعرشها قبل أن يأتوني مسلمين. O assembly, he spoke to the assembly of the jinn, which one of you are able to bring her throne before they come to me with full submission for Islam? Because Sayyidina Sulaiman, what did he do? Sayyidina Sulaiman, he sent a letter after he heard that there is a big kingdom are located in Bilqais, with Bilqais, the queen, the one she controlled them, the one she owned the kingdom, and her and her own people were worshipping the sun. They worshipping the sun. So Sayyidina Sulaiman, he need to clear the land from the shirk. وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. So originally in ayah number 29, you don't find it here, but it's just to give you introductions.
Sulaiman, he sent a letter through the Hudhud, the hobo, to the queen of Sheba, Bulqais, in Yemen. He sent a letter for her to what? Allah ta'alu alayya wa atuni muslimin. He sent a letter for her with the Hudhud, with the hobo, the bird, to send that letter for her to come to her, to his, in his, in Palestine, with full submission. He need to clear her and her own people from the shirk, because Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah addressed him to make jihad all over the land. He used to send in a mat, he has a mat, and on the mat he used to have a 1 million soldier, and he ordered the wind to carry the 1 million soldier from one place to another place to make jihad and come back in afternoon. Allah give him the power of what? The wind. He used to order the wind and to take the people from one place to another place for jihad fi sabilillah, to clear the land from the shirk. So one of them is the queen Bulqais in Yemen. He sent a letter with a Hudhud to bring her with full submission to him. And he told her in the letter, أَلَّا تَعْلُوا عَلَيَّ وَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ, not to be haughty or arrogant or higher than me, and come to me with full submission. Order, Sayyidina Sulaiman. And she heard about him that he is powerful, because Allah gave him a great kingdom. He used to have a 1 million soldiers, they fight under his flag. He used to control the wind. Allah gave him a great kingdom of wealth, soldiers, weapons, land, rubies, diamond, pearl, gold. And who bring it to him? The shayateen. Shayateen al-jinn. He ordered them, he used to go and dive to search for the gold continuously. That's why when he died exactly inclined on his stick. And the jinn, they did not figure that he died. And when they figure, how they figure that he died? When the ant came, Surah An-Naml, ant came and eat the stick from the bottom, so he lost the control and he fell down actually that dead. So they said, if we knew that he died, we never stay in this hard work for our own, for, and we save our time for 1 year. They don't know. Anyway, when Bulqais received the letter from, I'm just to give you a summary, it's a big story. When she received the letter from Sulaiman, what she called her administration. قالت يا أيها الملك الملأ إني ألقي إلي كتاب كريم. Oh my assembly, my administration, my helper, it has been delivered to me a noble letter. She told them, إنه من سليمان وإنه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. It is from Sulaiman and it starts with بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. That's why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when this ayah revealed to him, he said, make it in the beginning of every surah in the Quran. It is the ayah from the book of Allah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. That's what in the tongue of Bulqais, when she told, gather her own administration and said, and we start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So what happened? She received this letter. What do you think about this? What do you think? Shall we go or not?
No.
Then her own people, we are powerful. We are under your order. They are negative. Very powerful, but they are negative in decision. Left all the decision for her to make. They don't have no intelligence. No, they don't share with her the idea. He said, you know that we don't have any idea. You are the one, you offer the idea. You are the one, you guided us. You are the one, you helped us. You are so and so. We are just under your order. Negative. Negative. Is certain people like this in the land today? Yeah. Under woman supervision? It is. It is.
And I think that's all.
Subhanallah. Now. And we said, Ya Sheikh Abdul Sattar, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, any kind of people, they give the leadership. They are smart. They are strong. They think like us. But any kind of people give a leadership to them, they will fail. They will never be successful at all.
Search for the halal chicken, but whenever we do the holidays, we don't see if it is halal or haram.
Yes.
So everybody involved in haram politics.
La hawla la quwwata illa billah.
Haram politics.
La
they don't find the
halal
relation with the Quran.
Sir.
How you get the halal chicken?
Sure.
In the Quran.
Anyway, Sheikh Muhammad, this is not our topic now. Anyway, it's not our topic now. Inshallah, you're gonna leave now. Fine, inshallah. Barakallah. Therefore, Sayyidina Sulaiman, we move the story from the beginning to the now. Ayah number 38, the ayah before the 39 here in Surah An-Naml. Sayyidina Sulaiman, a question the jinn. Qala ya ayyuha al-malak, ayyukum ya'tini bi'arshiha qabla an ya'tuni muslimin. O assembly of jinn, he did address it because he did not address it to human. Because who is able from the human or mankind to bring her throne to him? So he addressed it to who? The jinn. So, therefore, ayah number 39 came in Surah An-Naml, Surah number 27. Allah says in the Quran, "Kala ifritun min al-jinn, ana atika bihi qabla an taquma min maqamik, wa inni alayhi laqawiyun amin." A powerful one from the among the jinn said, I will bring it to you before you rise from your place. What's the place, Sheikh?
Throne.
No. The place of Sulaiman, the place of judgment.
Yeah,
is to have a special place sitting in a chair for judgment. Because he learned that from his father, Dawood, alayhi salam, the judgment. The judgment. He was very clever. Intelligent in judgment. And the story before, if you remember, I spoke to this story before, when the people came and fight together about their animal, they became mixed together. And then after that, Sayyidina Dawood, he told the judge, but his judgment was like not perfect. So the people run to Sulaiman and Sulaiman gave them the judgment. We're going to tell you this story again. It's a long story. But anyway, so one of the powerful of the jinn, we're going to ask a question here. If this offer, the jinn, one of the powerful jinn, he offered exactly to bring his her throne from Yemen to exactly before you rise from your place, from your chair, before you rise, before you stand up, I will bring it in front of you. You're going to ask a question here today, Sheikh. Is that possible? To bring, and as we said before, Ya Sheikh Abdul Sattar, her throne is not like a regular throne. Her throne actually was extended length 80 cubic, 80 arm. And wide 40 cubic, the wide of her bed or her throne. It's huge. And decorated by diamond and rubies and pearl and all this gold, silver. It is a huge, very heavy. How is the jinni going to carry this and bring it to Sulaiman before he stand up from his place? How is that? If we don't want to speak about this, we need to speak about who brought her throne to Sulaiman. Is the jinn or someone else? Let's go and move to ayah number 40. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. قال الذي عنده علم من الكتاب أنا آتيك به قبل أن يرتد إليك طرفك فلما رآه مستقرا عنده قال هذا من فضل ربي ليبلوني أشكر أم أكفر ومن شكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن ربي غني كريم. الله يا قرآن. قال الذي عنده علم من الكتاب. Said, oh, one who had knowledge from the scriptures. That's mean a human. That's mean a human. When the jinn said that, another human, but he is knowledgeable of the scripture. What did he say? I will bring it to you before your glance return to you. So the jinn told him, I will bring it to you before you stand up from your position, from your chair. The other one, he said, I will bring it to you. He's a human who had knowledgeable about the book. I will able to bring it to you before your glance return it to you. Tarfuk, that is mean the jifn in the language, in the Arabic language, that's mean the eye, not the eyelash. And he called this on the top of the eye, the cover, the one he cover your eyes.
Bro.
The bro. Before actually you open it and or close it, I will bring it to you. I'm going to have a question here for the disbeliever and the secular. How come human he gonna carry this door by himself? No donkey, no camel, no car, nothing. How we gonna bring this throne to Sulaiman? Remember, ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometime we don't use az-zaman, the time. When Allah wants something, because He's not gonna do it without Allah's help. Allah is the one He gives authorization and power to carry this storm. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Surah Al-Isra, Allah started in Surah Al-Isra, He said, سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله. Exalted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah. Exalted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Asra. Allah is the one. He took His messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Al-Masjid Al-Haram in Mecca to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa in Palestine. And the zaman, the time here is not exist.
Yes.
Therefore, the Prophet, he did not spend long time, as Quraysh used to go for trade, to spend 1 month to go and 1 month to come back to Mecca. But it's like a blinking. Before you blinking your eyes, Jibril alayhi salam, he took his messenger, it's like in a second, and he was there. Because Allah here, when you deal with Allah, there is nothing affect Allah or anything with a time. No time will be exist. Time will be. Therefore, Allah give the same thing to al-jinn. When he traveled from one place to another place, he traveled to, he could be in Africa, deep in Africa, in South Africa, before you blinking your eyes. The jinn, Allah give them this power. We're going to see in the rest of the ayat. In the rest of the ayat. So because he said, Allah is the one who took. The Prophet, he did not say, so I been traveled. He did not say that. He said, Allah, He took. Allah is the one, He said, how perfect Allah, who took His messenger from Al-Masjid Al-Haram to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa in the night time. You understand? That is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is able to do anything. So when this man, the one who has this power from Allah, he offer his help to Sulaiman to bring her throne from Bulqais al-Yaman to Palestine, to King Sulaiman alayhi salam, that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no time exists. Therefore he go, who now? The ayah before 38, it said 39, the jinn is the one he offered this. The ayah number 40, the human, a man from mankind, he's the one. Who is the one who brought this throne to Sulaiman? It is the jinn or the one who has knowledge from the scripture? That's the question we need to ask. We need to ask the question. Indeed, as the ulama said in the tafsir al-Quran, the one who brought the throne, her throne, from Yemen to Palestine, is the one who has the knowledge of the scripture, not the jinn. The jinn is the way offered to, but the one who has the knowledge and it doesn't come by himself, because some of us sometimes say, I'm able to do that, and he's not able. We're joking. You understand? So I'm able to carry actually this door, to take this door, and he's not able. But he just talked, he could say that. But the man, he was honest, as the ulama said, the one who has a knowledge of the scripture, you understand the scripture, is this man exactly from Sulaiman's community. He's the one who offered, and Allah gave him this power to bring her throne. And where is she? We ask another question here today. Where she was when he went to Palestine and he carried that prayer throne? Where she was? She was in a way, you remember, she received a letter from Sulaiman, come to me with four submissions and do not be higher than me, do not be over me, and you have to come to me. She was in a road, and she left where there, she left what in Yemen? Her throne. So the one who has knowledge from the book, don't tell me is not. We don't have this exist in the land now. Because maybe Sheikh Kiba, he said exactly, we have my Sheikh, my Wali, he could travel from India like Tijani. A big community from Sufis Tijani, from exactly follow Ahmed Tijani, in he who born in Morocco, and he used to travel from Morocco to Tunisia flying. There's nothing exists like this. But this one supported by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to ask, because I need to cover everything for you, to clear it for you. How come the one who has knowledge of the book offered his help to Sulaiman to bring her throne from Yemen to Palestine? He's a human. But he did it. He did it by what? The book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did he say? I will bring it, ayah number 40 again. I will bring it to you before your glance return it to you. And when Sulaiman saw, that means he did it. When Sulaiman saw it, it blessed before him, he said, this is from, huh? What Sulaiman said here, it's what? Did he told him, thank you very much, you are powerful? No. What did he say? Say, this is from what? The favor of my Lord. The favor of my Lord. To test me. Because test is two kinds in this life. Either Allah tests you with a disaster and calamity. The test. To pass it. Take your son, take your wife. You'll be exactly lost to your job. It's a kind of test. All right. Or when Allah provided you and he make you rich. It's a kind of test. It is a kind of test. When we be to see what you're gonna do with this provision, are you take this provision and you fear Allah and you remember the poor people and so, or you take it to enjoy it every day, every trip, going to Atlantic City, going to California Beach, going so, or to spend it in the cause of the shaitan? Is a kind of two tests. So Sulaiman, when he saw that in the front of him, her throne, huge. And she did not know that. She was in a road. She was in a road to travel in a desert to come to Sulaiman in Palestine. Now, this is from the favor of my Lord to test me whether I will be grateful or ungrateful. Shukr al-ni'mah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَأَن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you calculate the bounty, when he said he did ni'mah, one only, he did not say ni'am, plural. He said, if you calculate the one single ni'mah, bounty, favor from Allah, you cannot calculate it. One only. He did not say plural. He said only one bounty. You cannot calculate it. Look at the health inside you. If you check your exactly your body, it's a ni'mah. Allah creating you and give you health and power and so on. What are you going to talk about? If you want to calculate about your exactly your body, you cannot calculate it. How is the brain? How is the heart? How is the stomach? How is the hand? How is the legs? How is the eye? How is the hearing? How is the brain? So you cannot calculate it. Doctors spend all their life to check exactly to discover the human body. Until today, they did not discover it. Other way, they give solution for everything. So, ni'matullahi azza wa jal. Subhanallah. Allah, I was so in the TV. Yeah, Sheikh, in the TV, in the Discover, I like to say, watch Discovery channel. I said, subhanallah, a blind snake, hidden in one of the hole in the mountain. And I saw another animal, killed another rat, and he drag it, and he put it at the door of the hole of the snake. The snake come out, he smelled the animal, he ate the animal, he went back. Who provided him? Who provided this blind animal? And it's a wild animal, but Allah, everything Allah created in this life, He by bestowing His bounty upon everything, inshallah. Then we continue the ayah until the end, inshallah ta'ala. So, what they say? You have to thank Allah in everything, in good and bad, all the time. Sin. And whoever is grateful, his gratitude is only for the benefits of himself. Allah doesn't need the whole entire world to thank Him. It doesn't affect His attributes. Doesn't affect Asma'ullah wa Sifatullah. Even the whole entire world thank Him or disbelieve Him, or that's for yourself. You say Alhamdulillah, that's for yourself. It's not to give a degree to Allah. It's not because Allah, He need your thanks. No. Allah doesn't need any one of us. He could destroy all of us and brought a new people before you blinking your eyes. And whoever is ungrateful, then indeed my Lord is free of need and what?
Generous.
Allah. Ya Sulaiman. Sulaiman, he knows the fact. Nabiullah Sulaiman, he figured that exactly that's for yourself, and whoever doesn't want, because Allah provide the kafir. Allah did not destroy the kafir. Look at today, who's a Muslim. If you have a Chinese in your area, they always, many people come and knock on my door, you want to sell your house? I told them, who told you I need to sell my house? And if I give you cash money, I give you cash money. They are rich. But what is the Chinese? Most of the Chinese, we don't talk about the Muslim. What is the Chinese worship? Worship what? Idols. I was in Canal Street, passed by in Canal Street, and I found a man, he has a table in the front of his store in Canal Street. And he has like 100 pieces of statues. Blue, small statues with a big belly. I told him, who's this man? Who told me this exactly? He's my God. I told him, how much it is? He told me, $1. I told him, you are so cheap, man. You're selling your God with $1 only in the market. Subhanallah, la hawla, no brain. And they are very intelligent. Who control the entire world today economically? They are.
Yeah.
But in the face of aqeedah, in the faith, zero.
Right.
Zero. And every person in this life will be measured according to his faith, right, not according to the money which I have. Right. Ask Allah to complete. We'll continue, mm-hmm, inshallah, the rest of the ayat. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to granting all of us the knowledge, mm-hmm, and to help us to understand the Quran and Sunnah, mm-hmm, and to protect all of us from this pandemic, mm-hmm, and to make all of us love each other for the cause of Allah, mm-hmm, and gather us together with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, exactly to be his neighbor in a Jannah, mm-hmm, and to drink from his hand from Al-Kawthar, inshallah. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to forgive all our sins and to help us to be a true believer. Barakallahu fikum, jazakumullahu khair, wa salamu alaykum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.